Now, I've just had a man wander into my studio, which is kind of cool, actually. I didn't know he was coming. These are the best ones. Chris Linton is his name, and he is the Earthwalk Man. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing? I'm really glad to be here in Wanaka, my very first time.
Very first time in Wanaka?
Yes, I've lived in New Zealand, you know, most of my life, although I've lived overseas quite a number of years, too. But as a North Islander, I've never been to the South Island except for a quick trip to Christchurch. So this is a first for me.
And you walked here?
I did walk here, yes.
Via the West Coast.
Yeah, I started in Picton, over to Nelson, up to Collingwood, over the Heafy Trail into Karamea, and then down the coast to here, about 1,200 kilometers so far.
How far you got to go?
Oh, that's the one I don't want to talk about.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've got about 6,000 kilometers to go.
6,000 K.
Yeah, just a bit.
Look, you're doing this, you're walking the length of the country.
The circumambulating, which means to walk the perimeter. And because I'm setting a record rather than breaking a record, I make the rules. So the rules are all paved roads, all gravel roads that are through roads, not dead-end roads, or I'd be here forever.
Yeah, right, absolutely. Now, you've done this around Tasmania, is that right?
I have. I've got two world records, the first one being the first person in history to circumambulate, to walk the perimeter of Tasmania. And I hold a joint record with my son, him being the youngest person in history to walk across Tasmania. So the first father and son team to walk across Tasmania, that was 700 kilometers. Tasmania is 1,400 kilometers. And we did that for charity, which was for the Black Dog Institute at that time, which is for depression and bipolarism, and just bringing awareness and combating the stigma attached to mental health.
Tasmania, New Zealand, I guess one must ask you if you're going to attempt that massive, massive island out west, Australia.
Well, a lot of people have done it, but the record shows that no New Zealander that I know of has done the perimeter of Australia, so maybe, maybe not. I'm not sure yet.
Far out. How long does that take?
A friend of mine, Scott Luxley, just did it. It took him 601 days. He did it in a Star Wars costume. Yeah.
Hey, why not?
Yeah, he did it for raising funds for brain cancer for children. So people walk for different reasons and variety of charities.
Okay, so have you encountered the good and the bad so far on your journey of epic proportions?
Yeah, the good is the people I meet, and often it's when I wander into a town, sit down at a bar just to say hello, and people offer their couch or a piece of carpet to sleep on or a meal or something like this, or they offer to take my gear to the next town so that I can walk without pulling the 60 kg cart that I have behind me.
The cart that didn't quite fit over the bridge somewhere on the West Coast recently.
Yeah, that was the bad. On the Heafy Trail, the swinging bridges were very narrow, so I couldn't go across it unless I broke down all my gear. So I thought I'd go across a creek. It was swollen from the rain before. The creek got the best of me and took me down the creek a bit.
Scary.
And yeah, after I struggled out for a bit, I was soaking wet. All my backup clothes were wet. I had to walk for 2 days with wet boots and clothes, and it peeled the skin off the back of my ankle. So I was in Karamea medical care for about 4 days recovering.
Wow.
So, yeah, some things do happen.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Well, now, obviously, are you raising funds or raising awareness?
Both of them. Both? I'm walking for the New Zealand Mental Health Foundation. So on my website, it gives a place where you can make a donation by making a text for $3, etc. I'm also doing it for veterans that come home or develop.
Being a veteran yourself?
Yes, I'm a veteran also from Desert Storm as a Kiwi.
Yeah.
So post-traumatic stress disorder seems to be a very big problem globally, and I'm walking for awareness and to help soldiers with that issue also.
Well, so look, if people are listening and they're thinking this is a really good cause, how do they part with their well-earned money for this course?
Go to the website that I've set up, which is earthwalkcommunity.com.
It's a good website too. Can I just say that?
Thank you very much. It has a lot of information on there if you're struggling with depression or you know somebody that does, or bipolar disorder. At the top right-hand side, there's a button there that you can go to that says events. Look at the New Zealand event, and under there will be where there's donations. If you're interested in my previous walk in Tasmania, there's a link there also to see the media coverage, TV, radio, and newspapers that I've been in all over Australia. And every newspaper so far in New Zealand has been covering the story, and lots of front page media. So very good so far.
Okay, so where to from Wanaka?
from here, I'm going down to Queenstown. I'll spend probably 3 or 4 days there. The tourism board there is offering a few bits and pieces for me to do so I can make my blogs interesting. Okay. My blog also is on that same website. And then I'm down to Stewart Island. Doc is sponsoring me, so all cabins and campsites that I need, they're putting them up for me and also providing me with a guide to go around Stewart Island, then over to Dunedin, up to Christchurch, back into Picton on the 1st of May, and then I'll take 2 weeks off, and then I'll start the North Island. Finishing in December 16th, hopefully just before Christmas, and
Yeah, you've got to beat a set place for Christmas. Santa Claus only knows one place, eh?
Well, that'll take 7,350,000 steps, so I'm not there yet.
No, you're not. Well, enjoy walking over the Crown Range. Is that what you've got ahead of you?
I'm getting there, yeah.
Hey, look, really good to meet you, Chris Linton, the Earthwalk Man. Thanks for coming in and sharing your story.
Oh, very good. Thank you very much.